Hello and welcome to another episode of the Food Bank Focus. Today we're going to be taking an in-depth look at the Edgar Burton Christmas Food Drive. I know that looking at some of the numbers in front of me right now, I'm extremely proud to be a Sudburian, and I'm extremely proud of all that the community was able to do for people in need and people that were hungry over the Christmas time. Before we get started, I wanted to say a sincere thank you to Kerry Monahan, Danica Pagnuti, Owen Marcotte, and the entire organizing committee at the Sudbury Food Bank for the Edgar Burton Christmas Food Drive, for all the work that they did in promoting it and helping to get those donations in and organize the people. I know that was extremely instrumental in what we were able to do and the amount of money and support that we were able to get back from the community. So thank you there. And obviously, all of the sponsors that we had, all of the community groups that donated their time, be it in the warehouse. We'd also like to say a thank you to Rogers Radio for all of the support, for all of the advertising and buzz that was created through means like that. The amount of people that listen to that and the amount of people that, you know, get their news that way, it certainly was amazing to be a part of that and amazing to have some extra ears listening to it for sure. So we couldn't be more happy for all that we got from them as well. I don't know where we want to start, Dan, but do you want to take a look at the amount that was raised versus last year?
Yeah, I think that's all. People always like to know where you were year over year. So let's give you an example. Last year, the Edgar Burton Christmas Food Drive did 100 and slightly over 105 tons of groceries collected through the 4 weeks of the campaign. And this year, it was actually 106 plus tons of product that was collected. So that is just absolutely astonishing when you think about it. That even as big as daunting as the task was, Sudbury still rose to the top and even exceeded that expectation. And we can't thank them enough for that. That represents almost 23% of the entire fund tons of food we're going to need in 2019. So think about that impact those 4 weeks have had in our community, based on what you, the listener out there, or you, the people that took part, made happen in this community. Now, you add to that figure the fact that you've also, between you, collected over $88,000 in actual physical cash to be spent on food. The thing about that's just amazing. The business portion of the Edgar Burton Christmas Food Drive collected slightly over $39,000 in product. And the Kids Helping Kids, again, young people, you gotta love young people. The schools, the Rainbow District School Board and their teachers and their parents and the other school boards that, schools that were involved, they raised between them over $22,800 in cash. Now, when you put our $6 per dollar value on that, well, they collected over $120,000 worth of food, technically, you know, between them. Now, isn't that astonishing?
And as Dan said, a lot of people don't recognize it. We have obviously better buying power as a food bank with the relationships that we have with some distributors and things like that. So every single dollar that we're getting from the Kids Helping Kids campaign or from anybody, we can then turn that into roughly $6 of actual food purchased. So that impact, when you cite the number, you know, over $88,000 raised over the course of the entire campaign, you know, multiply that by six, and that's a entirely different number and makes a world of difference in terms of the impact that it can have on people that are hungry around Christmas time, in the summer when some of the volunteering is down and people aren't necessarily thinking about the food bank, and, you know, get us into next Christmas time and hopefully another great campaign.
Absolutely. And I know you said it, Christopher, and I'm glad you caught everybody there. There's just so many people to thank here. And, you know, I always am so impressed with everybody that takes part, but I'm particularly impressed with the young people that take part, because they may or may not stay in Sudbury, but the point is they'll take the lessons learned or the interest they had or the fun they had. But like the St. Charles Food Drive that comes just before this one, they will, you know, take that to whatever community they go to. And so Sudbury will indirectly help how many other communities? I mean, it's just what an amazing community to be part of, and what amazing people that we have in this community.
Absolutely. And I was surprised to see the different types of groups that would volunteer their time or donate their be it food or be it a monetary donation, you know, local businesses that hadn't donated in the past, it was their first time hearing about it, you know, donated $500, $1,000, running local campaigns in their stores to get people interested about donating to the food bank or understanding some of the issues that face people who are dealing with food insecurity was fantastic. I think we'd be remiss as well if we didn't recognize the contributions of Melanie Dahl.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, prominent member of the board, has been involved with the food bank for
long time.
Longer than I've been here, so I can only imagine.
She's been very much a blessing to us. She's come up through the ranks from a volunteer all the way up to the president of the board now, and she's sitting in her second term as president. Absolute joy to work with, and the way she keeps this organization just on track is amazing. And we have to give big kudos to her. But also remember that the people before her did well, too. We've been very blessed and lucky with how the executive has advanced and changed and brought this organization to where it is. I think it's a good point. You can almost do a podcast on that. What these people volunteering in their own time and their belief have done to help the community of Sudbury. It would be truly amazing.
I completely agree. I mean, I think we're pretty blessed to have a lot of community leaders on the board representing a lot of different groups. And having that type of pull when we talk about something like that is fantastic, because when they're able to reach out to their networks, when they're able to continue to do great things above and beyond the fantastic work that they do volunteering with the Sudbury Food Bank, it really makes an impact. You know, when we talk to people on the street at community events, similar things that we've talked about in the podcast, you know, the buying power of the food bank, the clientele of the food bank, type of impact the food bank has on people that are affected by food insecurity, I think people really get behind the message and the cause of what we're trying to do, which is really important. So getting that message out there, having people like Melanie Dahl, having other people on the board who can get that out through their channels, I think is an absolutely wonderful thing to have as an organization and as a member of the board of directors as well.
Yes, well, I have to agree with you 100%. I basically thank you to everyone, because the nice thing I remember with the Sudbury Food Bank is we don't receive any sustainable government funding. So we're here thanks to your contributions, and we do not lose track of the fact that you as a community has made it clear that in Sudbury, no one's going to go hungry. And we thank you for that effort.
And as well, I mean, the legacy of Edgar Burton is something
absolutely.
That can in no way be understated. The amazing things that I've heard about him through every channel and through every person that I've had the pleasure of talking with about the campaign. It's definitely changed my perspective of the food bank, and it's done a lot to change other people's perspective of the food bank. When you see a really grassroots approach to it and what it's become now, thanks to his hard work and thanks to the hard work of the community, it's inspiring, to be very honest with you.
Bye. Firmly believe that as far as heroes in our community go, Edgar should be looked up as one of the main ones, in my opinion.
And as well, I mean, it wouldn't have been possible without the Irish Regiment of Canada 2nd Battalion and all the wonderful work they did in the back. For those of you that don't know, there are obviously there's lots of schools that we have to go to pick up the food. Well, we talked about the 106 tons of food that was raised this year. I know I can't carry that. I know Dan can't carry that. We need people that are much stronger than us, and we need a lot more people. So it was wonderful to have them in to the warehouse. They set up their own little command center almost and went methodically school to school, picking up the items, volunteering their time, you know, for the good of the community and to help the Sudbury Food Bank. And we really could, as we said, could not be more appreciative for that and appreciate their support year in and year out, because it seems like every single year we have the Edgar Burton Food Drive, they're always the first people to say, we'll absolutely be there and we're going to help you. And it's not a small undertaking. The amount of men and women that come out to support it and the amount of time that it takes out of their already very busy schedules is certainly a testament to how they view the community in a very positive way and all of the positive things that they're doing for the Sudbury community and for organizations like the Sudbury Food Bank.
Yes, you definitely have to thank them for their service on so many levels.
Thank you again to everybody who shared a post on Facebook, who donated their time, who donated money, who dropped off a couple of cans to the food bank, or who shared the legacy of Edgar Burton and the Edgar Burton Christmas Food Drive with friends or family. We're always lucky each and every year to have that level of support, and that's certainly something that the organization doesn't take for granted and something that we're always happy to see year in and year out. So we hope next year can be just as successful, and we're excited to be bringing it to you. Thanks for listening.